Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
A big day here on WMAL yesterday. You heard the call live as your Washington football team made it two in a row against two quality teams here. First, last week, the Super Bowl champions led by Tom Brady, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at home. And then yesterday against a rising Carolina Panthers team on the road in Carolina again, with all the ballyhoo around Cam Newton starting for the Panthers again. And he had a good day, but not good enough. I mean, Trevor, should I be getting ready for the playoffs right now? That this team looked damn good.
You know, you can whisper playoffs. You can't say it out loud, Larry, but you can whisper the word playoffs now, because all of a sudden they're in range. And the way they're playing, and with five division games to go down the stretch, they have a chance.
Yep. And the Cowboys, by the way, lost yesterday. So they're now, I think they're two games behind the Cowboys or three games behind the Cowboys. Eagles are right in front of them. But they look good. And actually, this, you're right, this stretch of the season coming up looks pretty good and will be highly competitive. Let's focus on yesterday, though. Why were they so good against the Carolina Panthers?
It was the same reason, Larry, that they were so good the week before against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The defense played angry, and I mean angry. And they were without Chase Young. He's out for the year with an injury. And they were without the edge rusher on the other side, Montez Sweat, who's been out for a while with a broken jaw. So they had backups playing on the edges against Cam Newton, a guy who can exploit that by running the ball against guys that aren't that experienced and aren't quite as talented. And yet, the defense played angry. They smothered receivers down the field. They kept Cam from really breaking out. He had a long touchdown run. Other than that, he wasn't that effective on the ground. The offense really is astonishing. You saw the potential of the defense, and it was more surprising that the defense did not play well early in the season. But the offense has come alive. And they've come alive with more epic injuries on the offensive line. And really, it starts with Taylor Heinicke at quarterback. He has been a completely different guy the last two games. His 10th start last week and his 11th start this week of his entire NFL career. So you see him getting better. And what made him so good was that he was so decisive and he knows the offense so well that when there is something there, he sees it and takes it. And he was so accurate, Larry. I mean, I've never seen this guy more accurate than I have the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, Taylor Heinicke threw three touchdowns yesterday. A huge performance out of him. Is he an up-and-comer, a star to watch maybe?
Well, he is, Amber. And I really don't think that Washington should be in too big of a hurry to mortgage the future by using draft picks to trade up to pick a quarterback. I mean, I think that Heinicke is growing fast enough and his potential is strong enough that they should continue to build the team around him.
Really?
And he threw different kinds of throws. Yeah, I mean, everybody points to the fourth down throw, fourth and three on the basically drive that was the game-winning field goal, the go-ahead field goal in the fourth quarter, right, where he scrambled around and made guys miss and kept the play alive. And then while he was in the grasp on the left sideline, tight end John Bates was coming back towards him on the scramble drill. And Heinicke saw him and just flicked the ball out there, kind of like Mahomes does. I'm not saying he's Mahomes, but he just saw it, flicked it, and made the play. That was off schedule. But on schedule, he did things like hit Terry McLaurin on deep-ish or mid-passes where defenders were right next to McLaurin, and he put the ball in perfect spots. And those were not short passes, and they were on schedule from the pocket. He's just been amazing.
Trevor, is it me? I mean, I know he did some nice passes from the pocket, but it seems like Taylor Heinicke is best when the play falls apart and he starts to scramble and he sort of improvises. You can't count on that sort of thing, but should they design some plays for him to be running left and running right and sort of passing on the fly like that? Because that always seems to be his best work.
Yeah, Larry, and I think Scott Turner, the offensive coordinator, has become much more comfortable also with designing plays like that for him. You're absolutely right. And part of the improvement of Taylor Heinicke has been when he has gone off schedule, he still remains disciplined. He is better at seeing what's happening downfield now than he was earlier in the season, where he would scramble and then he would see a guy wearing the same color jersey that he was, and he'd fling the ball over there, and it was an interception.
Yeah.
A critical interception. Now, in the last 2 weeks, he's not doing that. He hadn't thrown a pick in 2 weeks, I believe. Because now when he scrambles around, he's got it seems like he's got a better feel for being, I don't want to say responsible with the ball, but not putting the ball in harm's way, and that's made a huge difference. They would have won at least two more games this year had Heinicke been more disciplined when he's been on the scramble.
All right, so now, meanwhile, the next game, Amber, I know you're excited because Monday Night Football is always a big deal at Athey household, right? So it's going to be Monday Night Football against Seattle. Seattle's on the downslide right here. Dare we think that we could get three in a row here, Trevor?
I think we should expect to get three in a row.
Whoa!
I mean, they've lost five of six. Their quarterback, Russell Wilson, is back. He's been back two games now from a broken finger. They lost both of them. And last week, they lost to the Cardinals, who did not have their starting quarterback or their best wide receiver, and still Colt McCoy, the backup quarterback for the Cardinals, who used to be the quarterback here, right?
Remember that name.
Remember that guy? He threw for over 300 yards. That's the backup. That's Colt McCoy, who wasn't known here as the greatest
passer.
If
Colt McCoy could beat Seattle, I'm thinking this Washington team can beat Seattle. But we'll see. It's next Monday after Thanksgiving. Trevor, have a great turkey. Enjoy yourself this weekend.
Thank you, Larry. Thanks, Amber.
You bet. That's Trevor Maddich, and we'll remain hopeful. We'll whisper playoffs.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.